Chapter 4. Agency Brokerage. A. Disclosure. Senate Bill 489 requires a license holder to give information about brokerage services disclosure of agency to a prospect at the first substantive dialogue. This includes a face-to-face meeting where substantive discussion of real estate takes place, a phone conversation, or any mailing, paper, or email, with a substantial amount of information about a particular property. Exceptions include open houses, when meeting with a party represented by another license holder, or when the proposed transaction is for a residential lease for less than 1 year and no sale is being considered. The TREC Information About Brokerage Services IABS form is used to make this disclosure. The IABS is presented before you have been hired, therefore, before you have a client. Senate Bill 489 requires a license holder representing a party to disclose this representation at first contact with another party or license holder. Oral or written disclosure is allowed. Disclosure of representation happens after you have been hired by a buyer, seller, landlord, or tenant. B. Intermediary practice. Senate Bill 489 allows a broker to act as an intermediary in a transaction where he represents both the seller and the buyer, and has the written permission of both parties, including how the broker will be paid. Only a broker can be an intermediary. Statutory intermediary takes precedence over common law dual agency. A broker who agrees to represent both the buyer and the seller must do so as an intermediary. As an intermediary, it would be appropriate for a broker to appoint associates to work with the parties to the transaction. A broker who works alone or who only sponsors one license holder must be an intermediary without appointments. An appointed associate, under an intermediary, may give advice and/or opinions to one party in a transaction. A broker may never give advice and/or opinions to either party. He may only disclose facts about the property. C. Duties to client, including minimum service. The License Act requires a broker to provide a minimum level of service to a client. A broker who represents a party or who lists real property under an exclusive agreement must put the interests of the client above all others, including the broker's own interests. Inform the client of material information about the property or the transaction received by the broker. Answer the client's questions and present any offer to or counteroffer from the client. Treat all parties to a real estate transaction honestly and fairly. A license holder may advertise another broker's listing with the written permission of that broker. A license holder may use photos of a property from another broker's expired listing with written permission. A broker may refer clients to a residential service company with whom he has a professional connection as long as the broker discloses the connection using the required form. Form ID, RSC3, Disclosure of Relationship with Residential Service Company. Any fee must be commensurate with the service provided. The time frame that a broker, delegated supervisor, or agent has to respond to clients, agents, or other brokers is 2 days. The time frame that a broker or delegated supervisor has to deliver TREC correspondence to their agents is 3 days. D. Enforcing compensation agreements. Only a broker can earn a commission, and only a broker can sue for a commission. He must be able to prove A. that he was the procuring cause of sale. B. that he has a written compensation agreement. C. that he is licensed by TREC. D. that he provided written notice to the buyer to obtain an attorney's opinion of title or a title policy on the property. E. Broker sales agent relationships. Broker's responsibility for acts of sales agent. The broker must ensure that all sponsored agents are acting in compliance with federal and state laws and TREC rules. A broker is responsible for any property management activity by the broker's sponsored sales agent that requires a real estate license. A broker must require sales agents to receive mentoring from an experienced license holder on their first three transactions in any new area of practice. If the broker wishes to terminate sponsorship, he must notify the sales agent in writing and return the sales agent's license certificate to the commission immediately. A sales license holder who wishes to terminate his association with the sponsoring broker must do so in writing. After sponsorship is terminated, commissions owed to the salesperson will still be paid to the broker. The broker will pay the salesperson according to the terms of the broker's policies and procedures manual. If the salesperson has moved to a new broker, the new broker is not involved in any way with this transaction. The original broker owned the listing or buyer representation agreement at the time the commission was earned. A broker can name an associate broker or a sales license holder to be a delegated supervisor of a team in their brokerage. If that party will be supervising for more than 3 months, the broker must notify TREC of the delegation in writing. A delegated supervisor is required to take the 6-hour broker responsibility course at each license renewal. The broker will provide the written notice to TREC within 30 days of any such delegation, and again, within 30 days after the delegation has ended. A broker associate or newly licensed broker will notify TREC in writing when they are no longer associated with the broker or no longer acting as a delegated supervisor. An applicant who has applied with a broker and passed the test cannot engage in business until the license is received in the broker's office by email. An applicant applying without a broker cannot engage in business until a broker is selected and receives the applicant's license by email. If an independent broker dies or is declared legally insane, or if a broker's license is suspended, his sales agent must change to another broker immediately. When changing to a new broker, a license holder is authorized to engage in the business as soon as the sponsorship forms have been sent to TREC. This is also true when reactivating an inactive license. In the event the designated broker of a licensed business entity which sponsors sales agents dies, neither the business entity license nor any sponsored sales agent's license will become inactive right away, and the entity and agents will be given 14 days from the broker's death before their licenses inactivate. This allows the entity to find a new designated broker and retain all current agency agreements. This is called the broker succession rule. A broker who sponsors sales agents or is a designated broker for a business entity shall maintain, on a current basis, written policies and procedures to ensure that each sponsored sales agent is advised of the scope of the sales agent's authorized activities subject to the Act and is competent to conduct such activities, including competence in the geographic market area where the sales agent represents clients. Each sponsored sales agent maintains their license in active status at all times while engaging in activities subject to the License Act. Any and all compensation paid to a sponsored sales agent for acts or services subject to the Act is paid by, through, or with the written consent of the sponsoring broker. Each sponsored sales agent is provided on a timely basis, before the effective date of the change, notice of any change to the Act, rules, or commission promulgated contract forms. Each sponsored sales agent complies with the commission's advertising rules. F. Appropriate use of unlicensed assistants. Unlicensed assistants can perform clerical or administrative activities or duties. An unlicensed assistant must be careful to avoid activities requiring a license. The unlicensed assistant, the license holder, and the broker could all be fined under TREC's authority to assess an administrative penalty. An unlicensed assistant may accompany a license holder on showings and to open houses, set appointments for a license holder to show property, place for sale signs on property, accompany an inspector, place advertisements as directed by the license holder, assist in arranging financing at the direction of a license holder in an administrative way, assist a buyer in obtaining forms or information to apply and qualify for a loan, train and motivate license holders, manage an office, perform all clerical activities for the broker, such as typing contracts, preparing reports and CMAs, filing, copying and organizing information, act as an on-site apartment manager, An unlicensed assistant cannot. Host an open house or show property. Unlock a door to a property for a prospect. Telemarket for listings, prospect for leads. Accept rents or security deposits. Engage in any activity requiring a license,